much. How would you describe the mood in this clubhouse after that game? What happened?
It's a bit of a roller coaster, but we're excited to hopefully get back on the right track in St. Louis. We know we have big four games ahead of us, and hopefully we can set the standard in the division with those guys.
It was such a long season. How long does it take to get over a loss like this? I mean, because you have so many games compared to other sports.
Honestly, I feel like at this point, the best players in the game can, just shower it off. Not think about it on the bus ride out to the flight and on the way to St. Louis. Kind of just prepare for tomorrow, get ready for tomorrow's starters, and, just get ready.
What's been working for you right now?
For me, it's just, timing. Time with the fastball. Continue to get good work in with Exine and Cruz. Just focusing on, getting my leg kick up in time. Just trying to drive the baseball.
Josh, how'd that home run feel? That was a pretty monumental hit you had there.
No, it was awesome. I was kind of sitting middle in there, and, I got the pitch right where I wanted, and didn't have to redirect at all, and, was able to get in the air.
Is that one of those with a lot of power from the left side playing here? How much have you thought about getting one to the river since you've been here?
Yeah, I think I hit a couple on the bounce. I never really thought about getting in the air, but, I knew that if I connected that way, it was a possibility, and it was just, it's awesome to finally have done it.
Do you know you were just the fourth guy in PNC Park history to hit it on the fly?
Yeah, I just read that. It's pretty cool. Cool company for sure.
Did you know you had that one when you hit it?
For sure.
Is power coming easy to you? I mean, right now, the way you're hitting the ball?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a good place. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on barreling the ball. I'm not trying to do anything more than that. And, if I put my swing on it, the ball will go.
What's the difference from now compared to this time last year with you?
I feel like, time is there, confidence is there. I'm not fouling as many balls off. The ball's in my sweet spot. They're going to fair ground. They're being driven in the outfield, and for the most part, I'm just trying to stay right there.
How big of a part is it, the confidence, just not second guessing yourself, knowing that you have an approach that you like?
No, yeah, and I feel like it's the biggest part in the game, confidence. Being able to bounce back after bad ABs. Continue to trust the work that I'm doing. Hopefully making those downward parts of the roller coaster a little bit less steep.
Gallo hit one the previous inning, a pretty big one too. Were you trying to one up him?
I wouldn't say that. I'm not trying to compete with anybody, but I was definitely happy to get us back in the ball game there.
From a hitter's perspective, when you see a guy like Gallo, like what do you see with him?
Extremely quick hands, tons of torque. Just big mass, big body, 6'5", 240 frame. He's a guy you can't make mistakes to, for sure.
You talked about bouncing back. I mean, you guys are going on a crucial road trip here. How important is that? I know it's early in the year, but how important are these next 2 weeks for this team?
No, it's huge. We kind of got out of our division there for a little bit, but we're bouncing back into it. And hopefully we can set that standard with these guys and let them know what we're about.
Just the most consistent you felt with your approach in general?
I feel like I had some sense in the minor leagues where I felt right about this, right where I am right now. But in regards to power, for sure.